This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
So I'm going to start hour number one. Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Hour number two. Did I say hour number one? I meant to say hour number two. I was thinking hour number two as I said hour number one. But I want to start hour number two by digging into my belief that Democrats really are. If you're going to call anyone guilty of murder in politics, then Democrats are guilty of murder. I've never been one of those people that likes to say, they're guilty of murder. They started this. I hate to sound like a five-year-old. But they started this with Trump. Everything that ever happened under Trump, his fault, he's a murderer. He's a racist, he's KKK. Every person that dies is Trump's fault. And of course, it's ridiculous because I've headed so many different companies and all my companies had, you know, 5 employees, 10 employees, 100 employees, 150 employees. Not massive. And I didn't know what those 150 employees are doing. Do you think a president knows what every employee is doing? Do you think... You think Trump knows any minute, given minute of his 4 years in office, he knew everything that was happening and it was all to him to blame every time something happened, anyone under him did something? I mean, it's just so silly, right? But in this case, I think you actually can make the case. You can connect the dots between Democrats and murder. So first of all, number one is letting illegals into the USA. Every time you let an illegal in with an open border and you let literally thousands and thousands of people in, and some of them murder, and some of them rape, and some of them attack, and some of them drunk drive and kill wonderful people. That's murder. And you let the murderers in, and they didn't have to be in. Nobody has to let illegals into our country. Nobody. You don't have to let illegals in. Why do you have to let illegals in? Tell me. You know, there's no obligation of our country to let people in who want to come in, and we can't afford to let them in, and they're going to cost us, you know, all the money. All the money they cost us, they can't pay for any of it. They're broke. They've got nothing. They have no talent. They have no skills. They have no education. So every time you let them in and they murder someone, guess what? You are assisting murder. So that's number one. Number two, in the middle of a pandemic where all Democrats do is talk about, freak out and talk about, oh my God, COVID's going to kill us all. And they're freaking out because Texas actually lifted the blackout, lifted the lockdown, lifted the masks. You know, everyone's allowed to go back to work and live a normal life again, and Biden is freaking out. And at that moment in time during the pandemic, you have no problem letting illegals into America, many of whom have COVID? If they get us sick and they start the pandemic all over again, another round, is that not murder? That's certainly aiding and abetting murder. And then number three way they're murdering people is they maligned, denigrated, for no reason, HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, by itself is not that great. It's only combined with zinc and Z-Pak. That's the magic formula that every doctor on the show has told us takes COVID, bad COVID symptoms, and people get better measurably right in front of their eyes within hours. If you get it in the first 5 days, people get well quickly. I'm sure, you know, I can't say every person ever in the history of the world that had COVID that took HCQ plus zinc got better. But almost everybody gets better quickly, is what they've told me again and again and again. They all recover. I even have a friend, he's not a doctor, just a friend whose kid was away at college. His daughter was away at college. She was in a dorm room with 4 girls. In close quarters like that, all 4 got COVID. Most of the young kids do not get very sick with COVID. These 4 got very sick. Like bedridden sick for many days. And one of the moms sent hydroxychloroquine tablets in the mail. But she didn't know anything about zinc or Z-Pak, just HCQ. And he said his daughter took it and another. If you take it, you'll be violating drug laws. So the 2 girls took it and the other girls didn't. This is the greatest case example ever. You know, this is the proving case. The two girls who took it got better in hours, and the next day were fine. And the two girls that didn't take it were bedridden for 11 days. 11 days versus hours. So when you claim 500,000 people are dead of COVID, whose fault is it when you blocked hydroxychloroquine and told everyone it didn't work when it does work, and every country in the world, studies show, that use it as a almost 80% reduction in deaths? And by the way, I've seen stats at Fox News that vitamin D leads to an 80% reduction in deaths. So if you just gave people, in my opinion, vitamin C and vitamin D, and then if they got sick, you give them hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, man, what a difference this country would be. Instead of 500,000 dead, it'd be 50,000 dead. It'd be one-tenth. One-tenth. None of them had to die. So you can make a direct link between Democrats allowing people to die in this country who did not have to die. There's three ways they murder people. And then number four, Cuomo and other Democrat governors sent old people back into nursing homes who never should have been sent there because they had COVID, and all the people in the nursing home are old and weak, feeble. You know, they're like Joe Biden. The whole nursing home system in America is filled with people that remind me of Joe Biden, the president of the United States. An old, weak, feeble man, brain dead with dementia. Just, you know, just sitting there waiting for COVID to come, and there's nothing you could do. Just almost waiting for your death. People who are that sick and that old are just waiting for their death when some horrible bug like this comes along. And it didn't bother Cuomo, and it didn't bother all these other governors. And then he covered it up, Cuomo. I'm not sure about the others, but he covered it up because the numbers were so huge. They say there are about 15,000 old people who died in nursing homes that didn't have to. So that's direct murder. So there's four ways that Democrats literally committed murder upon the American people, and I'm going to try and be nice. Again, I don't think any politician could be charged with murder. Nobody intended to murder anybody. But if it happens, then you are aiding and abetting in mass murder. And this certainly all over this country, I think it's 3,000 Americans a year are killed by illegals. So anyone who lets them in is aiding and abetting 3,000 murders a year. Hydroxychloroquine, 500,000 dead. How many of them would have been saved with HCQ? Let's assume, you know, 100,000 or more. Cuomo said how many people to their deaths in New York? Assume about 15,000. And how about dropping off thousands of illegals right now, Biden, in Texas, with positive COVID tests, many of them, right in the middle of a pandemic? Is that purposeful murder? Is he setting out to murder? It doesn't matter. If some of them give someone COVID and then they give it to their grandfather and the grandfather dies, that's murder. That's aiding and abetting murder. That's manslaughter. So I'm not one that normally ever brings up words like murder. I don't think it's right to blame politicians for murder. But in this case, if the shoe fits, wear it, mother trucker. And that's what these Democrats are, mother truckers. They're murderers. They're killing us. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing when they let in millions of people through the border who are all going to be future Democrat voters. They don't care that along the way many of them will murder us. They don't care along the way they will rape us. They don't care along the way there are pedophiles who will rape our children. They just want to get more Democrat voters. They don't care about the consequences. That is murder. I'm sorry. And the hydroxychloroquine really is murder. Really is that you didn't let people use that. That is murder. You know, like our governor in the state of Nevada, he's guilty of murder. I'm sorry. It is murder. Now, it isn't murder, it's manslaughter. You know, it's like three levels down. Okay, he didn't wake up that morning and say, I want to murder people. I guarantee you he didn't. I'm being really nice here. I'm giving you, Sisulak, the benefit of the doubt. I don't think you woke up and said, let me murder people. But your ignorance caused you to literally tell people nobody in the state of Nevada could get prescribed hydroxychloroquine from normal pharmacies because you passed a law that said unless they're in a hospital setting, you know, in an emergency room or ICU, they cannot get hydroxychloroquine. So you blocked a life-saving drug from people. Then you say 3,000 people have died in Nevada. Well, you're guilty of killing them. I'm sorry. If they'd taken hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, they'd be alive today. You killed them. Okay, whether that's murder, manslaughter, debate, the level you're going to charge them with. But it's murder. And certainly what Cuomo did is murder. That's not even, you know, manslaughter. That's murder. Sending old people into a killing field, a nursing home, where they're just automatically going to get this thing and they're going to kill them. And then Biden dropping them off at bus stops. I know he thinks, he doesn't think, well, first of all, Biden doesn't think anything. Biden doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know the difference between the White House and the Black House. He has no idea. The Blue House, the Brown House, the Orange House. He doesn't know. The outhouse. He's in the outhouse, as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. Biden is a mentally crippled old man, feeble old man with dementia. But the people around him are not sitting there. I'm going to, again, give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they're sitting there going, how many people can we kill? How many Texans can we kill? How many conservatives in Texas can we murder? I don't think they're saying that. They're just bleeding hearts who love illegal aliens and want to let them all in the middle of a pandemic where they all have badly hurt immune systems. Their immune systems are not working because they've been starved and they've been on a long journey and they're in a state of exhaustion and they were raped on the way up Mexico 20 times. And so their immune system is screwed up. And so they've got all kinds of third world diseases from the countries they come from where they're malnourished, no vitamins, no healthy food. Who knows what they're eating? They're probably eating dog food. They're probably eating sand. They're probably eating nothing but rice as a delicacy. White rice. And they're just not strong, healthy people. They're weak. Can't blame them. But I could blame the Democrats for letting them in because you know they're carrying diseases, including COVID. One of these days, you're going to let one in from Africa who's got Ebola. And start some sort of disastrous pandemic in the United States. You know, where the 90% death rate. It just so happens, thank God, COVID, they made such a big deal of. COVID has a 99.98% survivability. But it's a 90% death rate with Ebola. Next, they're going to let one of them in. They don't care. They don't check anybody. They let everybody in, especially if you have a kid, which you probably kidnapped and you're probably raping. They let everyone in. This is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, it's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that That is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, remind me not to go to China. I'm not taking any vacations or business trips to China, I promise you that. No anal swabs for me. China mandates anal swab COVID tests for all visitors despite psychological pain. You don't think they're laughing at us? First of all, we elected an old feeble man who's brain dead. Zombies have eaten out his brain, who's got dementia. They're laughing at us. What idiots we are. Who's the most corrupt man in history who's owned by them and whose son was literally on video having sex with what looks to be underage girls in China. So they're blackmailing him as well as owning him, and they're laughing at us. But I'll say allegedly. Everything I say is allegedly. It's my opinion show. It's my opinion. It's an opinion show. And now they're mandating anal swabs for all visitors. Anal swabs. So once you get off the plane, bend over like you're in prison and you lost the soap. Unbelievable. Who ever heard of such a thing? What a joke. Tokyo has asked Beijing to stop performing COVID-19 anal swabs on its citizens after complaints the procedure causes psychological pain. U.S. diplomats were forced to undergo bend over humiliating anal swab tests. It's just a joke. Chinese health experts claim the anal swab is much more accurate than a nasal cavity or check swab and could avoid false negatives. Oh, yeah, well, there's been lots of false negatives. China's right about that. In the United States, I kept telling you, all these people that have COVID don't have COVID. They're all false positives. They admit there's lots of false positives with the nasal test. Chinese officials have recently identified the anal swab as the number two, no pun intended, number two most prominent COVID test in their country. It's a number two. You do a number one or number two? Anal, number two. Chinese citizens are clenching up at an invasive new form of COVID-19 testing. Anal swabs, one international report noted. It's yet unclear just how many American diplomats were subject to the probe. Anal swabs involve inserting a cotton swab 3 to 5 centimeters, which is 1.2 to 2 inches, into the anus and gently rotating it. Oh, the Chinese are laughing at us, laughing at us. They made us sick. They ruined our economy. They were losing the trade war, so they beat up the guy who wanted Trump. They destroyed his career. They destroyed his presidential chances. Then they helped steal the election. This is all my opinion. Then they helped steal the election. They killed the economy, put everyone out of work. We were kicking their ass in the economy, and now they're kicking our ass. It's amazing. You did hear today, right? If you live in Las Vegas, you know my Vegas flagship is 790 AM. You heard that the Adelson family, Sheldon died a while back, about a month ago, and the Adelson family sold their American interests, their Vegas interests, which is Venetian and Palazzo and the Sands Convention Center. They sold them all for, I think it was $6.5 billion, but they kept all their Asian properties. Isn't that interesting? They're now going to focus their entire business on Asia. They told America go to hell, and they told Las Vegas go to hell. And they're why is that? And by the way, I'm a big believer in capitalism, so you have the freedom to do that. I disagree that anyone should do that. That's a very globalist attitude. If China's better, let me tell America to go to hell, and let me leave it in the background, and let me forget all our American employees, stick them with someone else, big multinational corporation. But you have every right to do that. I would defend your right to do it to the death. But is it right? No. No, it's not right. So all of a sudden, Sheldon dies, and they sell the whole company in America, and they get the hell out of Vegas. They obviously do not believe in Vegas' future, and they may be right. They don't believe in America's future, and they may very well be right. And they're putting all their money into China and Asia. You know, they've got a Singapore casino. They have a Macau casino. God knows how many other ones are planned for Asia. I think they've been fighting for a Tokyo casino. So their whole future of the entire Sands Corporation, owned by the Adelson family, worth $38 billion, that family, the whole gaming empire is now aimed at Asia. And they dumped Las Vegas after literally being Las Vegas. Other than Steve Wynn, nobody was ever bigger than Sheldon Adelson. Sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA, by the way. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for big Wall Street companies. When he realized that the little guy was getting shafted, so he left, he put all that money behind him, and he took a bold, courageous step, and in 2003 founded VRA, his daily investment economic newsletter written just for the little guy, the small investor, little guy and gal. His top-performing recommendations crushed the markets 88% of the time. I've known him for 19 years. I can verify how good he really is. I start every day with his newsletter. I love it. For a limited time, he's offering his VRA membership only to my fans. Completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free. Mention Wayne on the Root. 2 weeks free. VRAinsider.com. Thanks, Kip.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. In his first public appearance since last week, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized over sexual harassment accusations made against him by three women, but rebuffed calls by some lawmakers for his immediate resignation.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Cuomo denies he ever touched anyone inappropriately, adding he apologizes for having made people feel uncomfortable. President Biden is slamming Mississippi and Texas for lifting coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
After using that divisive language, Biden also telling reporters it's a big mistake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-12.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we've got a guest coming up now. Her name's Isabel Brown. She's a spokesman. Oh, just the other day. I think it was on Monday. She's a Generation Z conservative, author of the new book, Frontlines, Finding My Voice on an American College Campus. It's perfect timing for me to mention this story before I introduce Isabel Brown. In Baltimore, a city student passes three classes in 4 years. He only passed three classes in 4 years. He flunked out everything else, and he ranks near the top half of his class with a 0.13 GPA because everybody else flunked all the classes. Oh, my God. This passes for education in the United States of America. Another Democrat voter is born. Oh, my God. Isabel Brown is here. Thank God she is a bright person. She graduated college in 2019, just got her master's degree at Georgetown. Impressive. Accepted into law school. Isabel Brown, thank God there's a few smart young people around like you. But, man, is your generation screwed up.
Wayne, thanks so much for having me. And there is a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. In fact, I did read that story out of Baltimore this morning. And it just goes to show you education at all levels, not just on college campuses, is much more about indoctrination today than it is about education.
Correct. And it's about hating yourself because you're white. You know, I'm white and I'm Jewish. And I happen to be proud of being white, proud of being Jewish, love Israel, love America. I'm a big Reagan-Trump conservative. No one's ever going to make me guilty or angry or self-destructive or self-hating about being white. But, boy, tell us what you've been facing. Because, remember, I'm 59 years old. But in your young world, what has it been like going to college and grad school? Have they been trying to brainwash you into hating yourself because you're white?
Absolutely, and hating yourself for a lot of other reasons, too, chief among them being a conservative. I recently wrote my story about what my experience in college was like in my new book, Frontlines, and I never intended on facing political discrimination and such intense hatred, not just of conservative ideas, but even just objective truth in my college classes, because I wasn't studying political science or ethnic studies or gender studies. I was attending college to become a doctor and was pursuing biomedical sciences, taking classes like anatomy and physiology and organic chemistry. And even in those classes, the most radical ideas from the far political left today permeated every aspect of my curriculum and encouraged hatred of objective truth.
So my first question for you is, what made you switch from being a wonderful doctor to being a lawyer? I love the fact that you're being a lawyer, and yet I don't know if the world needs more lawyers. They're all liberals, and they're all out to sue every businessman like me in the world. Why do you want to be a lawyer now? What happened to the doctor degree?
Well, this is true. The world does have too many lawyers, so I will provide the caveat. Just because I'm considering going to law school doesn't necessarily mean I will become a practicing attorney. But I decided to pursue a career in communications and policy in law because I fell in love with encouraging other people to embrace activism after speaking up for conservative ideas on my college campus. When I looked around and saw absolutely no one sharing the values and beliefs that I held closest to my heart on my campus of 33,000 people at Colorado State University, I realized it was probably going to have to be me to speak up. And I never said or did anything all that controversial. I started a Turning Point USA chapter, invited some exceptional speakers to speak on my public campus, including Charlie Kirk, who I know you just mentioned a minute ago, and unfortunately was the number one target on my college campus simply for advocating for diversity of opinion. I received death threats, threats of violence. I had my one-bedroom address to my apartment posted online without my consent, had teachers coming after me all the time and my peers. But it just goes to show you how far the left is willing to go today to silence conservative ideas and any diversity of thought.
You know, when I went to college, I graduated class of 83, Columbia University, Ivy League school in New York City. And my classmate was Barack Hussein Obama. Believe it or not, I went to college with Barack Obama, classmate, same. We graduated in the same class. And one thing I could tell you, all the teachers were communists, they were Marxists, you know, but that was an Ivy League thing. Outside of Harvard and Brown and Princeton and Yale and Columbia and, you know, and those type of schools, you didn't really find that. My other friends went to, you know, regular colleges, like you went to Colorado State, not Ivy League. They weren't all communists there. Now I think it's gotten to the point where all the colleges are the same. It doesn't matter if you go to a Catholic college. It doesn't matter if you go to a Christian college. It doesn't matter if you go to an Ivy League college. It doesn't matter if it's in the East, the West, the South. There's just communist Marxist professors in all these colleges. And it's spread. It's not an Ivy League thing anymore, correct?
Correct, Wayne. And that is so precisely true. I think we expect this behavior from Harvard, from Columbia, from Berkeley. But I specifically chose where I went to college thinking I would be able to find a community of people who shared my values and that I was able to build a sense of friendship and community with in rural agricultural Colorado. I never expected extreme leftism, socialism, and Marxism to dominate the culture on my college campus. But that's a really important point to make because we hear a lot about this craziness of the latest campus protest at Berkeley or at Harvard. But we don't hear anything in the national conversation or the news about the college student, someone who doesn't have a big social media following, isn't a big active politico, who invited speakers to campus or runs a conservative club being berated months later. They get failing grades on their assignments. They're retaliated against by their professors. Their docs threatened and harassed for being conservatives and sometimes even worse. So that is the story I'm trying to highlight through my book, Frontline. These people, Gen Zers, fighting for conservative values on campus are unsung heroes, and their story deserves to be told.
So tell me, as an example, you just graduated with a master's degree from Georgetown. First of all, what was the master's in?
It was Biomedical Sciences, Policy, and Advocacy. A long name, but essentially how the government regulates science and healthcare.
All right. Just so you know, I come from a very educated world myself, and my daughter graduated Harvard Phi Beta Kappa at the top of her class and then went on to get her master's degree, and now she's an inch away. She'll get her PhD sometime this summer. And so, you know, she's going to be Dr. Dakota Root. So I understand that whole thing you're doing with graduate degrees and master's degrees and law degrees. I get it. But I guess my question is, how did you graduate at Georgetown without teachers, you know, getting angry at you because you're a conservative and flunking you out of classes so you can't graduate? What did you face personally?
Incredibly, to my wildest surprise, I didn't face any political discrimination whatsoever once I was in a graduate school master's degree program. And I realized that most of these professors and college administrations are trying to reach college students at the first possible opportunity when they're 18 or 19 years old. They maybe don't have their own political opinions formed yet, and they indoctrinate and mold you into the perfect leftist young adult. But by the time you get to graduate school and people are in their mid-20s, they know what they want to do with their life, your professors kind of understand that you do have your own set of foundational beliefs already, and they do encourage dialogue and discussion. That's what's missing from the undergraduate level today. But I think there's a lot of lessons we can learn from the highest levels of education in master's degree programs and doctorate programs as well.
Well, I got good news and bad news for you, okay? We're talking to Isabel Brown, spokesman for Turning Point USA, new book, Frontlines. The good news is that, you know, I think this whole story is great, but you may get another book out of this, and that's good because you'll make some money. The bad news is the book may come after law school because you may find that as much as they were good to you at Georgetown, the master's degree, wait till you meet law professors. They are so communist. And if, God forbid, you ever got into Harvard Law School, oh, my God, speak out and be concerned and watch what happens. You'll get another book out of it, Isabel.
I'm sure I will. That's definitely what I've heard, but I'm always up for the challenge.
All right. So I want to get into one of the points that's in your list of potential questions here. You witnessed conservatives receiving failing grades from professors who were retaliating against them. That's one of the more disgusting, disgraceful things I've ever heard. Tell us what you saw.
You know, I experienced this firsthand myself, even in classes like public health and writing papers about Obamacare versus public health care versus, you know, a hybrid system of private and public insurance offered to Americans. If you dare to disagree with the opinion of your professor, typically, even in those hard science classes, you are doxxed and retaliated and threatened and harassed even by your professors. And a very common way that that happens is through receiving failing or subpar grades on your assignments, on your quizzes, and on the papers that you write for class. This is exceptionally true outside of the sciences as well, in political science or ethnic studies, and even English and history these days on college campuses. Believe it or not, the ratio of leftist to conservative professors on college campuses across America is 12 to 1. And when we look at individual history departments in particular, that ratio goes up to almost 35 leftist professors for every one conservative professor. The likelihood that a young person will...
That's in the history department. What about political science? Got to be even worse. That's got to be the worst of all, right?
It is, yes. It's very comparable to history department. So the likelihood that conservative students will ever find a professor that shares their values in their college experience is very, very low. And therefore, young people age 18, 19, 20 years old do anything they can to stay in the good graces of someone who controls their grade and therefore their future.
All right, Isabel Brown, it's an eye-opening story. It doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. I knew it had spread to every college because I hear stories every day about Christian colleges and Catholic colleges and, you know, whether it's Pepperdine or whatever it is, they've all got problems. They've got Marxist professors at all of them, even if the students at a you know, religious Christian college are a little bit more conservative. The professors don't seem to be anymore. They're all out of the closet. They're terrible everywhere now. It's spread from Ivy Leagues to everyone, but it's an eye-opening book. It's called Frontlines, Finding My Voice on the American College Campus by Isabel Brown. Isabel, thanks for being brave. We love you for it. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Good luck. God bless. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. Big controversial story to tell you about when we get back from Texas.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930 and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg and get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, Politi Chatter, I'm now up to 174,152 fans on Politi Chatter. Remember, I'd gone from zero to 145,000 in 2 weeks a year ago, and then the minute we announced that, on my Newsmax national TV show, Google deplatformed Politi Chatter, so it wasn't available to find anymore. You know, this has been a constant attack on Wayne Root. You know, for those who think, Wayne Root's not that important, really? So how come the media follows me around? How come the Attorney General in New York follows me around, listens to every tweet? How come Media Matters follows me around, listens to every tweet, listens to every show, watched every Newsmax show? How come Right Wing Watch listens to every minute of every 3 hours of my radio shows, trying to find one line out of context? Gee, I must be really unimportant, don't you think? These guys are out to destroy me, and they follow me, and they find every line and every tweet. And when I mention that here's a place that proves Twitter and Facebook are frauds, that they've intentionally shadow banned me, and the proof is I got 145 fans in a week, in 2 weeks, I guess it was. This is a year ago. It's hard to remember. It was a week or 2 weeks. I think it was like 10 days, so it was right between a week and 2 weeks. We proved they were frauds, and then they deplatformed us, and over the next year, I got almost no one. And now, hot again. People are finding Politi Chatter because, of course, the disaster with Twitter and Facebook, and me being banned for life from Twitter. So I've got 96,000 fans at Parler, and I've got 174,000 fans plus at Politi Chatter. So if you want to see what I'm thinking, go to those sites and check out, all of my thoughts are there. Some of the big news stories upcoming in a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history, as in ever. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. You feel like you're persecuted because you're a conservative and you're white and you're male and you're straight. You have conservative views. You believe in capitalism. You don't want your border being invaded by barbarians. That makes you a terrible person. You're stressed out. They're coming to get you. So the good news is Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products, 50%, as in 5-0, half off, that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, and I've combined that with Liquid Vitamin D Complex Premium Probiotic Formula. You got to have that healthy gut flora and natural immune support. And this bundle of products called the Root Freedom is handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off. Makes a dramatic difference in my health. I know it can do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341 or freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off when you use the promo code WAR. So I think the big news story is the fact that Texas freed everyone and said no more masks and no more closing of businesses and everybody gets back to 100%. And Mississippi followed, and now sources say Alabama's going to follow. And Florida, of course, has already been there for months. And other states, all red Republican states, eliminating mask mandates this week. And in response to that, Biden says we're all Neanderthals. Isn't that amazing? He used a new word. You know, you've got a new badge, folks. You've gone from deplorable to evil to Neanderthal. We've upgraded. It's like an upgrade on the Delta Airlines. I've gone to Neanderthal. I want to upgrade to Neanderthal seating, please. So we've gone up in the world, you know? In the back, it's the deplorables. In the front, it's the Neanderthals. And so it's just amazing that, first of all, people want to earn a living, and he calls you a Neanderthal for allowing people to go back to work and earn a living with their own business that's none of your gosh darn business in the first place. You have no right. I rented the space. It's my restaurant. It's my small business. You have no right to tell me whether I can open it or not, whether I'm essential or not. It's my property. Go to hell. And you have the nerve to try to put me out of business? And now you're going to call me a Neanderthal, or at least you're going to call the politicians a Neanderthal for allowing me to earn a living? For allowing people to go back to work? For allowing people to live a life again? And that's while you're letting in thousands of illegals a day? And they've got COVID? Are you kidding me? This is so absurd. This is so insane, I don't even know what to make of it. And by the way, a new study is out. And it shows that one out of 20 asylum seekers have, guess what? Asylum seekers test positive for COVID at the U.S. border. And you're letting these people into our country. And by the way, after they test positive, you're letting them in. You don't think you're suicide bombers? You don't think you're absolute terrorists in the Biden administration, letting people into our country who've got COVID? What kind of a numbnut would let people into our country who have COVID in the middle of a pandemic? And we're Neanderthals. You're a terrorist. You're a suicide bomber. Democrats are suicide bombers. You're mentally ill. You hate yourself. You hate America. You're self-destructive. You are nutcases.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.